This is Ken Carpenter, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you on behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Anita Gordon, Mortimer Snur, Jack Mather, and our very charming guest for this Sunday, Miss Tallulah Bankhead. And here's Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Charlie, you're just the person I want to see.
Well, sorry, Bergen, but the feeling ain't mutual.
I see. Charlie, why do I always seem to have trouble with you?
I don't know why, Bergen. I guess you're just naturally hard to get along with.
Is that so?
Yes.
Well, now, I've been sending you to dancing school for the past 2 weeks.
Yes, sir.
You've said very little about it.
Yes, sir.
How are you coming along?
That stuff ain't for McCarthy, Bergen.
Oh, Charlie, you were very fortunate to be accepted into that dancing school.
Why?
Well, it's the most exclusive one in town. The best people send their children there.
Yeah, well, then they don't send their best children there.
But this dancing class, why, Charlie, it will make you sure of yourself.
Oh, I'm sure now.
Yeah?
In fact, I'm positive that I hate it.
Yeah.
Especially that Virginia Rio. I don't go for that.
Oh, well, isn't that the one where you all join hands?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, wasn't that quite a thrill?
Well, I think it was for the girl next to me.
Yeah?
Yeah. I had a frog in my hand. Oh,
Don't you even like the ballet?
No, it's too strenuous. It gives me a ballet ache. Or is it?
Anyway, attending dancing school will teach you how to walk with poise and dignity. Some people, you know, they walk like ducks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Quack, 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 quack. Could I interest you in a dozen eggs?
All right. Do you know the proper way to walk, Charlie?
Proper way?
Yes.
To walk?
Yes.
Well, I sort of always favor the old-fashioned way. You know, putting one foot in the front of the other.
No, but I mean, do you know how to enter a room?
Well, you can nearly always jimmy a window.
No, no.
Oh, you mean in the daytime?
Yes, of course, yes. Well, it's like this, Charlie. I want you to understand that all this I do for your good.
Yes, sir.
You understand, Charlie, you're growing into adolescence now.
Yes, sir.
And you must learn the social graces, because before long you'll begin to think about girls.
No. You mean I'm approaching the nickable age?
Yes. Now, suppose you meet a young lady at the dance. How would you ask her for the next dance?
Well, I'd say, "Hi, you hot toddy, sling me the body."
Yeah. Now, what if she doesn't want to dance, if she declines?
Well, I'll just say, "All right, then, dreamboat, let's go out on the porch and smooch."
No. Skyler Van Snort wouldn't do such a thing.
No, he wouldn't.
Why didn't you watch him at dancing school, Charlie?
Well, I did. And that's why it happened.
What happened?
Well, it all started out while we were dancing the minuet.
Minuet?
Yeah, that's French for slow death.
I see.
Skyler was bowing to his partner.
He was bowing?
Yes, and I was standing right in back of him, see?
Yes.
Oh, he was begging for it.
No. And what did you do?
Well, my football instincts told me that the situation called for a quick kick in the end zone.
I see. And you did?
That's it, I did, yes. Under the circumstances, I could only do what you always told me to do, Bergen.
What was that?
To put my best foot forward.
I see.
The rest is history.
What do you mean, Charlie, history?
Well, pandemonium set in. Everybody started socking everybody else. Oh, it was beautiful.
Yeah. But, Charlie, I sent you there to acquire charm and culture.
Yes, sir. Skyler cornered me, and for 10 minutes we traded charm and culture.
Yeah.
Blow for blow.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And the next thing I knew, the whole class was chasing little old me.
Yeah.
So what did I do? I did a jackknife dive into the punch bowl.
Oh, no. How did you come out?
Punch drunk.
Yeah, all right. Oh, that's terrible.
When the brawl finally died down, and all good things must end, you know, I found myself thrown out. Face down in the gutter.
Oh, no.
Tired but happy.
Charlie, you've disgraced me. How can I ever face those people again?
Well, I'm afraid you not only can, but will. In court.
The special arrangement is played now by Ray Noble and his orchestra of the current hit, Aren't You Glad You're You?
Suit.
Yep, that's me.
Yes, it's Mortimer.
Yep, I'm all bib and tuckered out.
Yes, I see. Well, you certainly look sharp in that new suit.
Yep, I'm a regular, bumblebee.
No.
Bum broom handle?
No.
Hobo bummer?
No.
What?
Bo Brummel.
Yeah, that's the one, yeah. Yep.
Well, you're Trey Sheik.
Hmm?
I say, you're Trey Sheik.
No. I'm Mortimer.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yes. I mean, you certainly look smart.
Well?
Yes, you do.
Oh, no.
Yes, you do.
I do?
Yeah.
Well, maybe so, but underneath I'm just as dumb as I ever was.
But, Mortimer, there's just one jarring note in that outfit.
Yeah, that's my face.
No. No. It's that hat. Isn't it on backwards?
No. It just looks that way because my face is on forwards.
Oh, I... Tell me, Mortimer, what's the reason for the new suit? I say, what's the reason for the new suit?
Yeah, it's new.
I know it's new. What's the reason for it? Are you in love?
What?
Are you in love?
No.
What's the matter?
Well, you asked the blushiest question.
Well, don't you have any dates with girls?
No.
Why?
Like, I wouldn't be seen with any girl that go out with a fella as funny looking as me.
Well, then why did you get the new clothes?
Well, I had to get rid of my old clothes.
Had to get rid of them?
Yeah. On account of because I found a little squirrel.
A little squirrel? Gray squirrel?
No, it was a black one.
Black one, yeah.
With white silver stripes. White
stripes. A black squirrel with white silver stripes.
Yeah. Uh-oh. He got in my lunch pail and he tried to steal a donut.
Oh, yeah. Well, I certainly hope you let him have it.
Well, I was gonna. Well, he let me have it twice.
He let you have it first.
Yeah. He sort of backfired.
Oh, I see.
Were you surprised?
Surprised? I was smellbound. You know, somebody ought to tell that little squirrel he ain't using the right kind of soap.
I
Mortimer, don't you even know the difference between a squirrel and a skunk?
No, is that what it was?
Why, of course. How can you be so stupid?
Well, I don't know. I guess my brain is bucking the headwind.
I say, Edgar, where were you last night, old boy? I kept calling and calling, but there was no answer.
Well, Charlie and I went out, Rain.
Oh, well, then it's lucky I didn't put a nickel in the phone, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yes, we went to the theater, mm-hmm. And, you know, we had a very exciting time.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
You mean her bubble broke?
No. No, we saw Tallulah Bankhead in the stage play Foolish Notion.
Oh, how jolly, yeah. I'd like to meet a girl with Foolish Notion.
Oh, no. Well, you'll have a chance to. She's coming over tonight.
Oh, you don't say. What did you say her name was? Tallulah Banknote?
No, not Tallulah, no.
Oh.
No, it's Tallulah Bankhead. Miss Tallulah Bankhead.
Now, don't overdo it, Edgar. They heard you the first time.
Why, Tallulah!
Thank you.
Tallulah, I want you to know how much I enjoyed your play.
Oh, did you, Edgar? Then you got the parties I left for you.
Yeah, that's why he enjoyed it.
What's the matter, Chubb? Didn't you like me?
Well, I'll tell you, Lulu. As one thespian to another, it was excellent theater. Excellent.
No, thank you, Charlie, darling. Now, I do hope you're not just pulling my leg.
No. But it ain't a bad idea.
Enough, young man.
Ever since seeing you in A Royal Scandal, I feel that you're more the regal type. You have the background of a queen.
My, I'll have to watch that.
Yeah. Knowing that we were to be honored with your presence, I've written a little three-act plagiarism.
Charlie.
Yeah?
In your play, do I...
Yes, Bergen, yes, you do. You have a part. You are the king and Tallulah is the queen in the kingdom of Miscellanea. Places, everybody. Curtain.
Edgar! King Edgar!
Queenie?
Oh, I've had such a trying day entertaining diplomats and diplomatesses. Well, let us stop in on the Duke of Ellington and cut a rug.
Oh, not tonight, my Tallulah Belle. Let's stay home and play a spirited game of checkers.
Checkers? I've been playing checkers with you all week, and you haven't won a game yet.
I know, but tonight I feel jumpy.
Oh, those trumpeteers. You've just got to speak to Petrillo.
Announcing the loyal courier, Lieutenant Charles Bukatovich.
Ah, your queenship. I bow in worship.
Bow? Nay, why don't you kiss me?
But after all, you are a queen.
So what? Love is blind.
Yeah. But the king ain't.
Don't worry, I'll take care of that. King Edgar, why don't you go to the counting house and count your money?
Ooh, that's an excellent idea, my dear. Here's my money. My money, 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 money.
That's perfect typecasting.
Ah, Lieutenant, at last we are alone.
Yes, Queenie. And now that we're alone, I want to tell you, I'd rather hope that you could make me a major.
Well, for a kiss, I might.
Oh, no sooner said than done. Here's your request.
Oh, General.
What will we do about the king?
No, oh, I'm having the royal apothecary prepare a poison potion.
Poison?
Potion?
What do you have in mind?
Murder, Jackson. Now kiss me, my fool.
Oh, excuse me, Your Highness.
Princess Anita, why aren't you rehearsing your song for the royal ball?
But I already know it.
Prove it.
Oh, no, not now.
Oh, Queenie, but music is the food of love.
Ah, then sing, Anita, my sweet. Sing.
Just a neighborhood dance, that's all that it was. But oh, what seemed to be. It was like a masquerade ball with costumes and all. 'Cause you were at the dance with me. It was just a ride on a train, that's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a trip to the stars, to Venus and Mars. 'Cause you were on the train with me. And when I kissed you, darling, more than just a thrill for me. It was the promise, darling, of the things that fate had willed for me. It was just a wedding in June, that's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a royal affair with everyone there. 'Cause you said, yes, I do.
Princess Editha, you sang divinely. You know, with your beautiful voice and my guiding hand, you will go far.
Yes, Princess Editha, you sang divinely. Now get out.
Oh. Yes, Your Highness. Goodbye, General.
And now, as for you, you two-timing corporal.
You mean I'm busted so soon? Oh, Queenie, you know I love you terribly.
You certainly do.
You're not happy surrounded by all these jewels and gold. Let me take you away from all this.
It's too late for that.
Well, then let me take all this away from you.
To think I was so happy on this, my husband's murder day. And now I'm so depressed. Where's my court jester?
Did you call me, Your Saloonership?
Jester, come here and amuse me.
Oh, yes, rather. I say, here is a wizard soldier. I think it's just too frightfully funny.
Well, that kills it right there.
Now, how can you say that? Haven't I always been laugh-provoking?
No, just provoking.
Just provoking. That is funny, isn't it? Oh, really, I can't go on.
Oh, good. Best news I've had today.
I'm so glad I made you happy. Cheerio. Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't that good. Oh, Queenie, let's kiss and make 'em, huh? After we bump off the king, we can wed.
Yes, darling. Then you would be my king and I would be your queen.
Yes, and we could raise a bunch of little face cards.
Pardon me, Royal Highness. Your prescription is ready.
Tell me, what the poison did you put in this potion?
It contains equal parts of hydrocatastrophe, emulsified futility, potassium fandango, and arsenic.
What, no old lace? You may go now, and don't mention this to a soul.
Oh, yes, Your Highness. And may I wish you a very happy assassination?
And now, before the king comes, I'll pour out 3 glasses of wine.
Looks nourishing, doesn't it?
And now I'll slip the poison in this one, that one.
Here, Tallulah Bell.
Jiggers, here he comes.
Would anybody like to play a game of checkers?
Hmm? I would, but I don't think you'll be able to move. First, let us drink a toast.
Yes, to your health, Your Majesty. Why, you still got it. Did you slip the Mickey in the glass, Queenie?
Yes, but I forgot which glass.
Well, that puts me on the wagon.
Go on, drink it. We can't let him suspect anything.
Yeah, but won't it look kind of funny if I go out feet first?
Come, come, my friends, come. Why the delay? Bottoms up.
Well, here goes nothing.
Oh, don't be afraid, my darling. I'll always love you.
Yeah, but it's more fun when I'm alive.
Down the hatch.
Down the hatch.
Well, how does everybody feel?
I feel all right.
You do? Well, that narrows the field down. And you, King?
Well, say, what was in that wine? It certainly makes me feel awful.
Well, that makes me feel good.
Yes. Oh, I've been poisoned. I've been poisoned.
Look, he's falling.
In there.
Ouch. Oh, there's a fire tearing at me vitals. Growing dark. I am drowsy. I am drowsy.
You're also lousy. No.
In a few short minutes, I will be but a memory.
We hate to rush you, but can you make that 1 minute?
You want me to hurry?
Yeah, we got a commercial to do yet.
Water, water, water! I'd give my very soul for a drink of cool, clear water.
What in the world brought that up?
Oh, nothing. That's just a scene I did in Lifeboat.
Lifeboat, huh? Now listen, Miss Bulkhead.
Bulkhead?
I'm wise to you. You've been trying to ruin my play with your handing an up.
Are you trying to tell me how to act? Why, you animated hitching post? I was acting before the tree surgeon brought you in his little black bag.
Yeah. You were acting before Uncle Tom built his cabana.
So why you?
Well, fire is tearing at me, vitals. I'm dying.
Oh, shut up, Curly Locks. Go ahead and die.
But I have one last request to make before I go.
What is it, Bob?
Would anybody like to play a game of checkers?
Ken Carpenter speaking to you from the Pasadena Playhouse, Pasadena, California.